This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Important things are happening right now. Peter Thiel, who's got his ear to the ground, said that Google needs to be investigated for espionage and that it's hidden in plain view. They're working for the Chi-Coms against America. You went on Tucker Carlson last night. That's coming up. The total meltdown of the Democratic Party with the four horsemen of the globalist apocalypse. That's all coming up. It's all off the charts. This is just such an important jam-packed transmission. But the first thing I want to get to is how Facebook and others are trying to organize the murder of conservatives, and CNN and others are praising the firebombing attack. Infowars.com and Newswars.com are the number one censored websites in the world, with Facebook last week officially calling for their 2.4 billion members to engage in violent attacks. They said it does not violate our terms of service to organize Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson's murder. It became national news, and Facebook said, oh, that's a typo. No, it was very, very clear that this is a test. Antifa across the country took down American flags and ran up Mexican flags. And we will also be getting into all of those Facebook announcements, how they're calling for terror attacks against myself, Paul Watson, and saying you're authorized to promote up to their death. So murder is their game. You also have a facility in Washington State that was firebombed. The building was firebombed. Cars were firebombed. And terrorists who firebombed ICE facility wrote a manifesto, I am Antifa. He was a member of the Redneck Revolt, a group that's already had some of their leaders arrested for going to Trump supporters' homes and threatening their small children with firearms. That's right. Well, he was a big member of that. We have all the videos of him at their events up on Infowars.com. Terrorists who firebombed ICE facility wrote in manifesto, I am Antifa, said attack was motivated by his opposition to concentration camps. That's an article on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. As of today, the governor of the state is saying that it was a Trump supporter trying to burn up the illegal aliens. That is what the system is pushing and trying to conjure, is an outright explosion of society and a revolution in the streets. You can see in the photo right there, the Antifa bomber was a member of the Puget Sound JBGC. And you can read right there, they were also, again, part of the John Brown Gun Club. John Brown famously went around shooting and killing people. And so that is part of that fan club. They have been coming out to Trump events all over the country, threatening to blow people's heads off. And of course, the John Brown fan club and gun club is also something the new Black Panther Party supports. And they go around saying, oink, oink, bang, bang, kill the police.
Big is the big, that's what I said.
And they don't have to fear, because CNN profiled the very same Redneck Revolt, John Brown Gun Club.
These white people are the Redneck Revolt. Now, they aren't a bunch of rednecks revolting against equality like I first thought. They're actually rednecks revolting against the rednecks who are revolting against equality. I'll explain.
When you go out to these leftist events, 99% of them don't talk except one leader. That's because these are hired individuals, ladies and gentlemen. Normally paid about $200 a day to go out and do what they do. True, useful idiots in every way. We'll be right back. Start your engines.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday globalist transmission. It's important to note and remember that the mere existence of this broadcast, this syndicated radio TV show that also dominates on the internet, is an affront to the world government and an affront to their tyranny, and they believe that it is an outrage that we even exist. So thank you for being the very wind in our sails, the very blood in our veins, the very force and will in our hearts and guts and minds and souls and fists. You, the listeners, are not listeners. You are in the arena. You are champions. Without you, we are nothing. Without each other, we are nothing. This is an epic time. We are in the middle of an ultra-massive quickening. Trump is completely real and an absolute godsend anointed by God. There is no doubt that this is providence, and this is the stacked-up generations of prayers into the future. A lot of leftists talk about being woke. The truth is they're under a great delusion. But I've had family, going back over the eons, but the family I knew before they died, my grandparents and great-grandparents and others that I got a chance to know, who were, you could say, mystics, but they weren't the type of folks that a gypsy wagon on the side of the highway. They were the real deal. And they obviously would never really tell me a lot of this stuff. They said I'd figure it out later. That's how it's supposed to work. But they were always praying into the future. I mean, hardcore, especially my mom's mom and others. Before she died at 92, she told me a lot of things that I already knew by then. But the enemy thinks they know these secrets. They don't even understand it. And evil only takes some of what they discovered about the universe and use it to control people, and they never get to the higher levels of God's real plan. But let me tell you, I've begun to really be able to see over the horizon, and I've written things down and told people things that I've then seen unfold exactly as I envisioned it happening. And it wasn't a magic trick. It's the potentiality of the human mind and the soul and the ether and the group collective and how we're all tied together. And the enemy is trying to poison that group collective. So I want to say something here that's absolutely central. Two things. A, all the cowards that are bullied by political correctness and America-hating and God-hating will all say, oh, Trump's gone too far, to think they're going to curry favor with the bullies, even though in their hearts they know what Trump is saying is true. Or they'll say, well, some of what he said is true, but he went too far. That's the really bold people out there. Because they're followers. But even our boldest people hedge their bets. Well, that leads to destruction. And Trump knows he's breaking the enemy. Because if they come out and outrageously say America existing is evil and racist, and if they come out and say that the American flag's bad, we should get rid of it, and if we apologize, they set the precedent now for the next level of removing our symbols, removing our freedom, removing our very lives. So Trump is doing absolute wonders, putting himself on the line like that, and it's exactly what we need. It's called leadership. Now, that's the good news. Let me give you the bad news. Those of you that are awake and understand what's happening have a blind spot just like I do. You think because you're awake, other people are. That's not how it works. When you're in bondage and you're in a delusional false reality, the delusion gets more and more intense. And you go out to these leftist events, they look like zombies, they act like zombies, they're drooling, they have motor control of their bodies, black, white, old, young, because it's a spirit. They're in darkness. They've been absolutely overwritten. And it's all just a demonic joke to, you know, men to act like they're women and then pull down the power of women and women to act humiliated and disgusting and degrade themselves. It's all satanic energy. Because we're such a powerful species, and the off-world entity known as Satan is absolutely jealous of us. And so when he's able to blast through the portals, usually through drugs, and get control of these people, you see what a fallen creature we're actually dealing with. Now, I digress. It's been declassified that the Ford Foundation, the CIA, and others by the 50s started trying to direct Hollywood and things to become destructive, because TV was pretty wholesome that first decade, but it was just tricking us that it was safe then, so we'd taken the Trojan horse. And they openly stated, we'd make a whole film on this, anybody can research it, that they wanted to destroy the attention span. Because if they could get rid of an attention span, people wouldn't remember the lie from the last lie from the truth. And we'd have the memories of goldfish, as the author of Obamacare said, thank God you're so stupid. Thank God you don't have a memory. We're going to screw you over and triple your prices for the insurance companies. But call it liberal. Call it woke. And so we sit back and see them destroying the attention span. We understand that was by design. But when they're lying like this everywhere and getting caught, they're setting the precedent to where you don't even care about lies anymore, even though you know they're lies, because you've been lied to so much you just tune out and go into a catatonic state. They're trying to wear you out. Like the Bible says, Satan will wear out the saints. Just by just never stopping, just continuing. That's why you like weights or jogging, a marathon. We have to get into it. We have to lean into it. We have to enjoy the punches. We have to enjoy the cat or nine tails coming out on our back. And not because we're masochists or sadomasochists, but because this is the long haul. And there's no ecstasy in evil pain delivered for no reason, but there's an ecstasy in pain that has been prevailed against for the good. And so they are trying to psychically poison us right now and psychically make us give up our will. We must not. We must not go, oh my God, it's so horrible. They're so disgusting. They never stop. They're so ridiculous. They're so demanding. Oh, I just want to run away. That's my inclination as well. And you could do that 1,000 years ago. You can't do that now. This is the final battle we're building towards the next few decades, the big test. And after that, it's going to be unbelievable. All the secret technology, all the advancements, it's all going to be just boom, next level. You're not going to believe how awesome it's going to be. We'll be right there, folks. Right there with the whole nine yards, the whole off-world deal, God, the angels, the whole deal. The eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard. You'll be like, wow, we're on a planet out in space. Of course, it's what the Bible said. It's all true. Wow, why didn't we figure this out? We were told everything. God's not going to put us in this boot camp but not explain to us the rules. That would be really evil. We have free will. God's testing us. And God hates putting his children into this situation, but to make us men and women and to make sure we're not going to join evil when we're given incredible power. We have the power to blow the planet up. We are babies. When we develop into our next phase, we can destroy universes. See, God has the angels bound because they're just servants. We're made in the image of God. And again, that's why the fallen one hates us. The fallen one can't even build all this. We build it, but Satan twists it. So these are the big secrets that the enemy doesn't want you to know. But don't just think all this lying is going to discredit the enemy. Unless people know the riddle of why they're telling such blatant lies, then we don't have a chance to consciously understand the full spectrum and that it's a spiritual deception, and then be able to teach that to others so they know why it's so disgusting, why it's so vile. It's meant to make us give up. That's why they're all out saying, yes, we kill babies after they're born. Yes, we love Satan. Yes, we love to stink. Yes, we love to be ugly. Yes, we love to pull down women. We love to pull down creation. So they always say they love women. They want to protect women. They represent women. Satan hates women more than anybody else. They produce the children. They could produce the whole next world and the worlds beyond it. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com, building a pro-human future that will prevail.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The year is 2019. Powerful corporations are attempting to end the human species as it was known, what they call the final revolution. But they miscalculated. They believe for money and temporal power, everyone would sell out. The humanity would be swallowed into a black abyss for eternity, signing on the dotted line for their souls in the name of artificial silicon immortality. But they miscalculated. And now they accelerate their authoritarian straitjacket, their technocracy, an attempt to force us into what they thought we would willingly accept. Oh, the majority of people are going to be swallowed by the beast system, but a large minority of every race, color, and creed, the red blood with the Creator's stamp on them, will say no. And the enemy's biggest lie in that period of time to come will be that if you've given in to some of the system to survive or for your children, that you've forfeited your soul in the Faustian deal when you could have gotten out of the deal at any moment. And the truth is, what matters is your heart, because none of us are perfect. If you've had abortions but didn't know it was murder, God forgives you. There's no guilt. Just don't do it again and help others so they know the truth. God is the God of life and the God of understanding and the God of forgiveness. But those that harden their hearts against the innocent will not be forgiven. Let me get into this first. I don't talk about the Border Patrol and ICE and all the rest of this a lot on the show in detail because I get so frustrated when I begin to think about it, because we all know so much. You all know so much. You have a 635% increase since Obama. Somehow that blames Trump, that the UN built the refugee centers. The bum rush began 8 years ago when Obama, in the middle of his term, launched open borders and announced if you got kids, yours or not, you can come in. And so now that chain reaction that took Europe 10 years to build up from a half million a year to a couple million a year, well, that chain reaction, we're now in the middle of that same thing. It's a plan. It's a program. The UN admits it. And just 6 months ago, they were still saying there is no caravan, there is no crisis, because they didn't want funding. The $12.6 billion Trump requested. Instead, he got $1.3. At just that point that they sit up there and they grandstand with millions of people a year trying to flood in, 150-something thousand they're catching every month, two-thirds they estimate they don't catch. A lot of folks just turn themselves in because 90% just get released in the U.S. Three meals a day, unlimited snacks, which is probably unhealthy. They report those kids in up to 2 weeks in those detention centers are gaining like 15 pounds. They got big movie screens. I'm going to show you, AP went to three different facilities. And AP hates Trump. And they're nicer than most people's houses. The schools, the toys, the art supplies. It's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. These people are fighting to get in here. And look, I know you know that. But just think about the sickeningness of this. When AOC and Ilhan, Omar and Tlaib and all these people and Presley though. Concentration camps. They're killing our children. They're drinking out of toilets, and they know full damn well that it's all a lie. That the women and children, because we're a chivalrous culture, unlike many areas in Latin America and the world now, the men are absolutely pouring in, military-age men. They're stuck in tent cities. You're a man. You can sit out there. The women are living basically in like three-star hotels. Not like three-star hotels. Nicer than most of the hotels I used to stay in. First 10 years of this company, I'd stay in Motel 6s. You know, where you'd wake up, you'd brush your teeth, and there'd be some cockroach crap. You know, you'd have to thump off your toothbrush. You know, big old palmetto bug takes a dump right in front of you. That's okay. I'm a man. I can handle it. The point is, these people stay in places better than I've stayed in. I've been on a road trip shooting a documentary when I had no money, where my dad wired me $500, which I hadn't taken money from him in years, and I was running out of gas right as I got to Austin, Texas, and we slept in the car a couple days. Slept in the back of the old Tahoe. That's okay. I'm not a victim. It wasn't hard. But think about this. They're fighting to get in here, and these women are on TV saying these people are in concentration camps where you're worked to death and then executed. And then hundreds of thousands die in Mexico, killed by the corrupt system. And our media has the nerve to just totally ignore that and say that we're doing this to these people. And, you know, I admire what the Border Patrol has done. They've been advising Trump. It's under Obama, it was cages. They mixed everybody together. It was just really crappily done. Under Trump, the men get to stay in tent cities, just like our military does. And they get three meals a day and snacks twice and eat medical stuff they need. But you don't get air conditioning and all that because it all goes to women and children. You know, the West invented women and children first. You know, in other cultures, the women and children are last. The men are the most important. In the Islamic culture or in a lot of the Asian culture or African culture, oh, women are third-class citizens everywhere. Oh, except in the West. You ever been to Europe? Seen 1,000-year-old, 500-year-old statues. It's all goddesses. It's all worshiping women. And see, they know our weakness here in the West. We love our women. We love our children. We put them on a pedestal. And so now we're told how we're bad to women and we're bad to children when it's the opposite. Everyone's trying to get in here because we treat women and children better than everybody else. And that's the truth. And Ilhan Omar has a chip on her shoulder because she comes from a failed, backwards hellhole. It's all about conquest, but they can't even conquer their own lust for power, so the Somalis can't produce toilet paper to wipe their asses. They can't produce electricity. They can't do crap. But I'll tell you, every Somali I ever met will tell me to my face in the street, while they get in my face, how their God's chosen and they're going to take the world over and I'm going to learn from them. Well, guess what, you arrogant people? You're a bunch of inbred crazy people. I don't like sex slavery. I don't cut my daughter's genitals off. I don't run around like a pirate robbing ships. So shut up! Everyone in Africa hates your ass. I want to see some noble Africans go to Kenya. They hate you. So stop running your mouth all day about how you're going to teach us how to be good Americans. Now, we come back, I'm going to play all these AP reports about how lavish these facilities are, and then I'm going to get into the breaking news. Ilhan Omar, it turns out, lobbied for ISIS. Yeah, she's a frickin' terrorist. Of course she is. She is a conqueror. We let a serpent in. We let a scorpion in. We put a brown recluse, a black widow, a rattlesnake in our bed. Of course she'll bite you. She hates you. She's a devil. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been a standstill. The enemy he's been winning. And I have labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tribe about Somalia, the most dangerous, backward, evil country in the world. And you know why Somalia is so bad? Because African countries all around it have driven the Arab slavers in the last 1,000 years, the Muslim slavers, into the Horn of Africa, where it was the center of the slave trade of Africans all over the world. Once the Roman Empire fell, white slaves were the main slave group. Africans that were rich had white slaves. It was just because that's who was trained and where they got slaves. It was Gaul, that's France today. Germania, which is Austria, and Germany. The Britties and others, who they called Gaelic, out of, what's the UK today? Old Albion, England. That's the thing about geography and history, it's addicting. But after the fall of the Roman Empire, the Western Empire, then the fall of the Eastern Empire at Constantinople, when the Islamists took it, civilization collapsed in Western Europe. And there wasn't any good slaves being brought in anymore. And so the Muslims started enslaving Africans over 1,000 years ago. After the fall of Constantinople, that again is the capital of Turkey today, you know it as Istanbul. And that's why Ilhan Omar doesn't look African. She's an elite Somali. The upper class Somalis are light skinned. They are Muslims, and they are slave traffickers. They sell black slaves today to 4 countries that still allow slavery. It's still customary in several Arab countries to have black house slaves. That's the truth, folks. I think I want you to know. I bet you a lot of money she comes from slavers. So I've read a couple books on Somalia. I found it to be very interesting. I studied it. I know a producer that was talking about trying to get into the country, but it's too dangerous. No one can even get in or get out. And you're literally looking at someone that comes from the hub of 1,000 years of black slavery. You're looking, and I'm not putting Arabs down in general, but if you want to use the black woke thing, the white devil, you're looking at the Arab devil. Ilhan Omar, guaranteed in her lineage, is pure slaver. They ship slaves out of Somalia all the way to Indonesia. Can we pull up a world map, Google Maps, please? Let's first be zoomed in on the Horn of Africa and Somaliland and Somalia, two different warlording groups. They can't even have a damn country. And then as you project out towards the east, to the far east, you will see, we'll pull up a map of Islam around the world, and you'll see all the islands and countries they've taken over in the last 1,000 years since Islam 1,400 years ago went expansionist. And they shipped black slaves all the way to Hawaii. Oh, yeah, Captain Cook didn't find Hawaii. The Aborigines did several 1,000 years ago, but they've done the genetic testing on the Samoans and on all those folks, and you see how they got there was they would breed warriors. Usually the chief was like a little bitty 5-foot guy, but they had the big warrior guys look like the Rock. And that's because they were breeding Asians to be the warrior class, the Asians were, but they got some stock from Africa, bred those guys in, and that's where you get the Samoans and all those folks. So before a black person from the whites ever touched foot in Hawaii, there's plenty of African genetics there. And what you're looking at on screen is the Atlantic slave trade that the Muslims taught the Europeans. We're going to move to the east, to the Horn of Africa and Somalia. Now, the reason I get into this is that when you know history, you know everything that Ilhan Omar is saying is an absolute complete abject joke. There you go. There's the Muslim invasion of the last 1,000+ years. And again, if you go out in the Pacific Ocean, they're all Muslims. And they test the genetics, and they're African, part African. Why is that? Because the Muslims loaded slave ships full of black people and shipped them all over the Pacific. But you don't even get taught that at university. You get taught about the transatlantic slave trade of Spain and Portugal. And then you don't even get taught that England had a bunch of wars to stop it because they said it was unchristian. And then you don't ever hear that the Muslims are currently still all running that. And then you sit there and you look at Ilhan from the slavers of Africa The Horn is where people from Ethiopia and people from Kenya were taken up for over 1,000 years and walked bound as slaves to be loaded on ships. Hey, can I get a wireless mic? Because we can't pull up the map. No big deal. I see the Google map, Horn of Africa. Yeah, just give me a wireless handheld. I'm going to do this more and more. We'll walk around the office. Yeah, go on up. The Horn's up here. Now, I don't have a mic. I'll yell it. The Horn's up here. The Horn's over here. I don't have a mic, but I'll yell it. The Horn's right here. That's the Horn of Africa right there. They take the slaves up right here. Okay? That's how they do it. See this? See Somalia right there? That's where they took the slaves out of Kenya and out of Ethiopia and out of Sudan and out of all these other places and loaded them on ships for 1,000 years to ship them all over the world, all the way to the Pacific Ocean. But the white man did it. Not the precious Muslim, not the precious Islam, when Muhammad was a slaver in Mecca and Medina, where they sold slaves from all over the world. But see, I'm a bad man, you see, because I know the history. I'm a bad man, see? I got to be shut up. I'm a white devil. Everybody wants to get into my country because all the medicine and all the technology and all the rest of stuff. See, I'm the bad guy who doesn't want you to abort your baby no matter what color you are. You see how that works? Now, they're evil white people. You better damn well know they're on their globalists. And they want to get rid of the American and Christian system that doesn't want to sell black people as slaves and doesn't want to kill babies and sell their organs no matter what color you are. We're going to go to break in a moment. Kind of threw this at the crew at the last moment, but I told folks I'm going to start going live all the time so I can break all this down. But if you look at Asia and you look at the Pacific Ocean, I'm going to make a whole documentary about this. There's so many documentaries I want to make. But the real history of the world's not even debated. But Ilhan Omar wants to tell you how much America sucks and how bad it is. I know that boom camera doesn't go all the way over here. Maybe the document cam does, but see. Here's India. Right over here is Africa. Right over here is the Middle East. And all through here, if you look where Islam is, you wonder how it got all over the world. That's because of slave ships. That's because of boobies, which are Islamic pirates who over 1,000 years ago robbed Japanese, Chinese ships, you name it. Where the term booby trap comes from, traps that pirates would lay, boobies. Boobies aren't things that give you milk. Boobies are things that kill you. Boobies are slavers out of Somalia, and they're arrogant, and they have a right to rule, and they'll rob your ship. And they'll kidnap you, and they'll kill you in a minute. And they'll come to your country, and they'll tell you to bow to them, or you're a racist. And you know what you do when they do it? You get on your knees to them, and you say, I'm a piece of crap slaver. I'm your slave. And Ilhan says, that's right, dirty American. You're mine now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out. out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Up there last segment, but it's because I've got articles like this on Infowars.com. It's a flashback, but I'd forgotten about it. Ilhan Omar begs judge to show mercy to ISIS terrorists. Jamie White wrote the story last night. Of course, it got no attention. Who cares that she publicly wrote letters saying that these individuals were freedom fighters and that they were fighting evil when they worked for ISIS, and so that they shouldn't get prison time. ISIS invaded more than 8 countries. They killed over 1 million people. They sold women to sex slavery. But you know Ilhan Omar, a ruling class slaver. I mean, she comes from the slaver capital of the world, the pirate capital, the kidnapping capital. You know, we had the Thomas Jefferson had to send the Marines in there to kick their ass in our first foreign war. He wasn't even an interventionist. But the Somali pirates were robbing and kidnapping women and children off the coast and selling them. So we had to send in the Leathernecks to deal with the Somali pirates. Boy, don't we always have to deal with it. And I'm sure some Somalis are wonderful people. They're trying to flee that. But Ilhan doesn't want to flee it. She wants to recreate it. President Trump is under fire by MSM, under fire for saying grass is green, after he correctly pointed out that Ilhan Omar's anti-American rhetoric over the weekend and her affinity for radical Islamic groups like Al-Qaeda. I hear the way she talks about Al-Qaeda, the World Trade Center being knocked down. Some people, they did some things, they took action. People that, in my opinion, hate our country. Trump said Monday outside the White House, we're going to play that clip in a moment. Says horrible things about Israel, hates Jews. Omar not only spouted anti-Semitic remarks and downplayed 9/11, she also pleaded with a federal judge in 2016 to show compassion to 9 Minnesota men trying to join ISIS in Syria, claiming they were only seeking violence to, quote, combat marginalization. Yeah, a Sunni invasion of one of the freest Muslim countries in the world. Despite the fact that Islam is the fastest growing religion on the planet, the best deterrent to fanaticism in a system of compassion, we must alter our attitude and approach. If we must truly want to affect change, we should refocus our efforts on inclusion, rehabilitation. Omar wrote a letter to Judge Michael Davis. So, people joining ISIS in America are good people from Minnesota. Her good people. I know slavery got ended by the British 200 years ago, and I know Somalia used to have all those big castles and big slave ships and all that cash and harems and, you know, and you're from the upper ruling Arab class and everything, and you're going to rule, you're going to show us with your, oh, arrogance, I am Somali royal slave, bow to me, I have my head the size of peanut. It's not going to happen. Kiss my American red, white, and blue patootis. And have a big old slice of bacon burger for yourself. And go fly a kite, jump in the lake. Oh, I guess you don't swim. Pirates don't swim. It is not of the slave. These are not humans, as the Quran says. They are raisin heads. All that horrible racist stuff. Just so sad. But that's why when Al-Qaeda and ISIS invaded Libya and Muammar, they killed all the blacks. Because under the true Islam, the black has the mark of Ham and Cain. That's where the Western slavers learned that. The Muslims were like, don't you know, these aren't humans. We sell them. That's why the blacks then all go and join Islam now, because it's the coolest thing to do, because that's who taught them how to be slaves and taught them how to be on slave ships. And, oh, it's so sick, isn't it, the mass Stockholm syndrome? People loving their own abusers. Well, not me. And so Trump's doing the exact right thing. Here's some of what Trump had to say about it, tripling down yesterday.
I look at Omar. I don't know. I never met her. I hear the way she talks about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's killed many Americans. She said you can hold your chest out. You can. When I think of America, when I think of Al-Qaeda, I can hold my chest out. When she talked about the World Trade Center being knocked down, some people, you remember the famous some people. These are people that, in my opinion, hate our country. Now, you can say what you want, but get a list of all of the statements they've made. And all I'm saying that if they're not happy here, they can leave. They can leave. And you know what? I'm sure that there'll be many people that won't miss them. But they have to love our country. They're Congress people. And I never used any names. But these are people, quiet. These are people that if they don't like it here, they can leave. And I don't know who's going to miss them, but I guess some people will. One of them is polling at 8%. So when I hear people speaking about how wonderful Al-Qaeda is, when I hear people talking about some people with the World Trade Center, some people, no, not some people, much more than some people. When I hear the statements that they've made, and in one case you have somebody that comes from Somalia, which is a failed government, a failed state, who left Somalia, who ultimately came here, and now is a congresswoman who's never happy. Says horrible things about Israel, hates Jews. It's very simple.
All right. When we come back next hour, Joe Biggs is going to join us in about 30 minutes. He's going to go march, stand up to Antifa just peacefully, and so he got banned off Twitter for talking bad about these folks. And also, CNN won't decry it. Ilhan won't decry the firebombing and trying to blow up the facility and shooting at police. But the big news next hour is Peter Thiel gave that speech at a big conservative conference that Tucker Carlson was at. Well, Tucker Carlson hauled him into the studio last night. Very powerful interview we're going to air, start of the next hour. He laid out that it's hidden in plain view that Communist China has openly said they're at war with us for years, that they infiltrated Google, and that Google is actively working against the United States. So this is a big, big deal, and Trump has tweeted about it. And so this is everything we've prayed for, everything we've known. They want to shoot their mouth off about, oh, you can't regulate a private company. You're a giant monopoly, bigger than AT&T was when we broke it up in the 1980s, and Microsoft was broken up. You're out of control, and you are working for the Chi-Coms and working against the American people and censoring Christians and conservatives and just doing all forms of evil. And so get ready to get your asses broken up. You were created by DARPA, and from what you came, you shall return. So America's on the move, ladies and gentlemen. Trump is in fuego, and thank Jesus Christ for that, and thank all of you, because InfoWars has been the detonator at the heart of this resistance. Now, that said, we are way behind this year on our budgetary plans to be able to expand. So at current levels, I'm not going to be able to expand. In fact, we're just barely in the black, and that's not the incentive to buy from us. You really should get our products because they're the very best supplements and water filters and air filtration and best durable food and just best Patriot apparel. Just all of it is great stuff. And my wife, again, has hip pain. She played tennis for decades, and she's taken painkillers for it before. She's done all this stuff. She goes, you know, regular turmeric barely works, but it says the milligrams are higher than Bodies, but Bodies, it works better. She goes, it works great. Like one pill is like five of the other turmeric. She goes, why is that? You ought to up the strength because it's already great. But I said, honey, you have to call it a food product, basically, okay? So ours is an extract. It's patented. It's the strongest curcuminoid. We have to go pay a company that has the patent. So it says it's just a moderate amount. But it's curcuminoid, it's a concentrate. You understand? So that's why it works so good. It'll blow you away. Works way better for me than stuff like Advil. 97% reviews, Bodies, all of it right now is massively, massively, massively discounted. I could get turmeric, you know, for $5 a bottle. But we spend a lot of money on this to get you the very strongest stuff out there. I could buy fish oil for $5. And we don't do it. Some of our products have $50 of product in it, like DNA Force Plus. That's why it costs $100. Nobody puts that much really organic PQQ or CoQ10 in. They'll put some synthetic crap in it and sell it to you for $50. That doesn't even work. So we have the 1776 special running right now. It has to end today. New specials tomorrow. It's one of the biggest sales ever. All the apparel is 1776, the Betsy Ross flags, America's Back shirts, the Space Force shirts. These are great deals, but it takes a lot of sales at this level of deal for us to fund our operations. So please take action. America's coming back. Your investment in us is paying off, but we need your support now. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the amazing products.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.